Welcome to Friday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Peace to those who are far off, peace to those who are near. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. The opening canticle. He was despised, he was rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, as one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured, while we thought he was being punished, struck by God and brought low. He was pierced for our sins, bruised for no fault but ours. His punishment has won our peace, and by his wounds we are healed. We had all strayed like sheep, all taking our own way, but the Lord laid on him the guilt of us all. The day is now past and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to devour me, they shall stumble and fall. If an army encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And if war should rise against me, yet will I trust. One thing I have asked from the Lord, which I will require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to see the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple. For he will hide me under his shelter in the day of trouble, and conceal me in the shadow of his tent, and set me high upon a rock. And now he will lift up my head above my enemies round about me, and I will offer sacrifices in his sanctuary with exultation. I will sing praises to the Lord. O Lord, hear my voice when I cry. Have mercy upon me and answer me. My heart has said of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me, or thrust your servant aside in displeasure. For you have been my helper. Do not cast me away or forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in an even path, for they lie in wait for me. Do not give me over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen against me, and those who breathe out violence. But I believe that I shall surely see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. O, wait for the Lord. Stand firm, and he will strengthen your heart. And wait, I say, for the Lord. Holy Spirit, sanctifier, cleanse us from all hypocrisy. Unite us to one another in the bonds of peace and love, and confirm us in holiness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, beginning at chapter 29, verse 1. These are the words of the covenant that the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant that he made with them at Horeb. Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, the great trials that your eyes saw, the signs and those great wonders. But to this day the Lord has not given you a mind to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear. I have led you for 40 years in the wilderness. The clothes on your back have not worn out, and the sandals on your feet have not worn out. You have not eaten bread, and you have not drunk wine or strong drink, so that you may know that I am the Lord your God. When you came to this place, King Sihon of Heshbon and King Og of Bashan came out against us for battle, but we defeated them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, diligently observe the words of this covenant, in order that you may succeed in everything that you do. You stand assembled today, all of you, before the Lord your God, the leaders of your tribes, your elders and your officials, all the men of Israel, your children, your women, and the aliens who are in your camp, both those who cut your wood and those who draw your water, to enter into the covenant of the Lord your God, sworn by an oath, which the Lord your God is making with you today, in order that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, as he promised you, and as he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I am making this covenant, sworn by an oath, not only with you who stand here with us today before the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here with us today. You know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you passed. You have seen their detestable things, the filthy idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold, that were among them. It may be that there is among you a man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart is already turning away from the Lord our God, to serve the gods of those nations. It may be that there is among you a root, sprouting poisonous and bitter growth. All who hear the words of this oath and bless themselves, thinking in their hearts we are safe, even though we go our own stubborn ways, thus bringing disaster on moist and dry alike. The Lord will be unwilling to pardon them, for the Lord's anger and passion will smoke against them. All the curses written in this book will descend on them, and the Lord will blot out their names from under heaven. The Lord will single them out from all the tribes of Israel for calamity. In accordance with all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I choose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. The Canticle. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honour and glory and might, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant that we may walk in his way, rejoice in his truth, and share his risen life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we ask you to direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your love and your glory. By your mighty protection, may we be kept safe in body, spirit, and soul, and with generous, joyful hearts, bring glory to your holy name. God of grace, hear our prayer. God, we ask for your mercy on the countries of Israel and the Ukraine. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. God of grace, hear our prayer. God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on all people that are experiencing pain and suffering. Teach us to heal our body, mind, and spirit to end suffering. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Ihamufu, the Church of Nigeria, Anglican Communion. Ministry to the Defence Force, chaplains and members of the Defence Force. The Parish of Stanthorpe. Anglican Cursillo Movement in Australia. St Andrew's Anglican College, Perigean Springs. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison chaplaincy ministry teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, restore, establish, strengthen us. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen.